Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. This is Paula Shaw here with Kendi Foster, and it's Made in America Day today with Salem Radio. And Ken, we've been talking a lot about this land of opportunity that we have, you know? I mean, our parents, many of our parents, actually both of our parents, I think, came here out of European descent with a dream, as so many people did. And yet it wasn't an easy thing to do back then, but it was kind of more prescribed than it is now, right? You went to work for the company store, you worked hard, you worked your way up the ladder, and if you were lucky, you did well.
Exactly. And things have changed a little bit around that. And by the way, I did want to mention this, that Salem Media is broadcasting Made in America live from the White House today. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, our parents had a whole different paradigm. Today, I think if you're waiting for the company pension or you're waiting for the job that's going to keep you in it for the next 20 years, you're in the wrong generation, which is why I wanted to interview our guest today, Lisa Satsevich. So Lisa is a lady that I've known for many years. She's the top of the top. She's the queen of the sales conversion. So if you're an entrepreneur or somebody that's just been in business for a while, or you really need to convert sales, this is the lady that is the creator of the Invisible Sales Closed training programs. She has been in Inc. magazine for the 500 fastest growing privately held companies for 2 years in a row. She's a seller of $30 million of her own products and services from her home while toddling, well, having two toddlers with her. And, you know, Lisa is somebody also that I call a friend. So, Lisa, it's great to have you on the show today. And there's so many heart-centered entrepreneurs I know that love to hear your message. So, welcome.
Thank you so much. And what a special show that we have, Made in America. You know, my parents, too, came from European descent with a dream. And here we are. So, I'm proud to have made the Inc. 500 because it is acknowledging companies that, you know, really were the fastest growing privately held companies in the United States. And I think that's really consistent with your theme today.
You know, Lisa, we were saying now there was a time when you just went to work for the company store. You know, you didn't even consider doing your own thing, but you did your own thing and you specialize in helping people who want to create their own business. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, the people who tend to gravitate toward our work, which is really for, you know, those out there that, you know, you've got a mission, you're coaching people, you're consulting people, maybe you're an expert in your field, a small business, an entrepreneur, and, you know, you're out there to make a difference. And then you realize, I have to sell. It is to be a salesperson, you know. And so a lot of people, realize that there are systems that you can put in place so that you don't really have to do the selling. You can let the systems do the selling for you, and you can keep coming from your heart. And so that's what we've done, and that's what we teach our clients to do. And we've been able to help people now in 134 countries, still working from home. So it's kind of a dream come true, really.
Absolutely.
Well, selling is a topic that is a challenge for a lot of people. And one of the things I like about going through your program, which I've been through your program, is that system you just talked about, that sales conversion machine, which once somebody understands that, they can actually, whether they know what they're doing or not, see that system seems to work for them. So how did you become so passionate about this specific topic?
You know, I realized that, you know, like you said, going to work for the company store, getting, you know, if you're lucky, getting that 5% raise a year, that thinking tends to transfer over to people when they get into their own business. And so while we start out to have, you know, this exciting business growth and make a big difference, it's easy for people, even in their own businesses, to get stuck. And so I quickly found that the key to real growth with your own business or your own expertise to spread your mission big is really to break through using something that we call high ticket selling. And high ticket selling is really a way to package, price, and deliver your service or expertise that is beyond the one-on-one trading dollars for hours. It's a way to talk about what you do, package it, and price it in a certain way that even people that are just meeting you or just hearing your name for the very first time, learning about you for the first time, they have what they need to be able to step up into a high-ticket engagement with you. And what I found is that people that invest in themselves high-ticket, whether it's they're doing work in the area of health or their business growth or relationship work, people who invest in themselves, they tend to be more committed, so they take more action, and they get better results. And if you think about it, aren't those the kind of clients that we all want to work with, right? Mm-hmm. People who are taking action and getting great results. And it creates kind of an upward spiral for both you as a business owner and for them, right? They're getting
well right. And isn't this how we make it in America?
Right. I thought your theme was so perfect. I'm honored to represent today.
Lisa, what do you do with people, though, who just are so uncomfortable with sales, or, you know, they feel like they're service oriented. They don't want to sound salesy. They don't want to be pushy. How do you help them?
You know, really our strategies, we call it the invisible close because it's about inviting pursuit. Mm. So rather than being that pushy salesperson, you know, that we all don't want to be, pressuring people from the outside.
Right.
When you do what we call make an irresistible offer, you make your offer irresistible, then your ideal clients, the people who really need you, they lean in, they come toward you. And so one of the things we show people is how to make your offer irresistible, and also how to grow your business serving more than one person at a time. It's called leverage, right? How we can package our services so that we can not only help individuals, but also be able to help more people, groups, through using the strategies that we teach.
Yes, that does seem to be the key because we all only have so many hours in a day, right?
Exactly. And I want to say a few things about the specific topic of being able to package, price, and sell your work high ticket. You know, a lot of the strategies that work for selling lower ticket offers, you know, maybe if you came in as a therapist and you were charging $100 or $200 an hour, those don't work for selling higher ticket packages where you might be selling a bundle of service. Mm. So things that we've come to know and love, you know, selling online, using teleseminars, using webinars, things like that, they don't work really the same when you're selling a high ticket package. The thing that I found in, you know, owning my business since through 2009 and really working with people in a high ticket, more committed way is that there really, I want to cut to the chase here, is there really are just two things that work if you want to start being really the premier provider in your space. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to share with you what those are.
Yes,
and also
please.
Give you a resource so that people who are interested in learning how to grow their business in an accelerated way can see a little bit more about the door that we're opening here.
Perfect. Please
Fair
do.
Enough?
Yes.
Yeah. So what does work, I can save you, you know, hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars. If you're interested in bundling your work to sell high ticket or to serve groups in a higher ticket way, what works is really only two things. You can either talk to people one-on-one, like a one-on-one strategy session phone call or an in-office appointment. And we have models that we teach to be able to have that high-ticket conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get people together in a live workshop, training, or retreat, and then you can make your invitation to, you know, more than one person at a time to see your whole workshop, seminar, or retreat. And I have personally found I love training groups, and I find that people get more out of learning in groups in a sort of a mastermind environment where they're all committed and all learning. I have found that having workshops, seminars, and retreats has been the biggest game changer for being able to help more people and being able to grow your business, not just in an incremental way, but in an exponential way. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And you know, Lisa, I happen to be with several of the people that you had gathered this last week for a retreat. And I have to say, they had rave reviews about their experience with you.
So, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's
the truth.
Well,
we want to see more people being able to have their own tribe and really be able to serve those ideal clients. And I'll tell you, when you make your offer to work with you to a group and you register, you know, numerous people all at the same time, what's so beautiful about it is not only is it, of course, a really nice way to fill your bank account, but you also fill your client dance card. So you can spend the next 3 months, 6 months, or years serving deeply instead of always being on the hunt for new clients.
And, yes.
And we have a system behind this. It's a new series we have called our Income Accelerator Training Series.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know you guys have a very dedicated group of listeners here. So Ken and I put together a special introductory training for those of you that might be interested in diving deeper into that. And that can be found at lisasasevich.com/transitionradio.
And will you spell that last name, darling?
I was just going to do that.
Okay.
Lisa Sasevich. So it's sasevich.com/transitionradio. Maybe if you guys have a show page, I imagine the link
yes,
is there.
Yes,
we do. Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
But if you go to that link, you know, specifically because you're here listening now, or maybe you're listening later, what you're going to get is our new book. You're going to get our new book, the Grow Your Groups, Grow Your Business playbook for breakthrough business growth, plus a video series that accompanies it that really talks about how to package your work high ticket and then how to offer your work, how to make that offer so that you can serve more than one person at a time.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful gift.
So let's give them that address one last time, Lisa. Mm-hmm. So I got it as lisasasevich.com/transitionradio show. Is that correct?
No, there's no word show.
No
there.
Show. We don't need the show.
Just Transition Radio.
Okay, Lisa Sasevich.
Transition Radio. Yeah, and it's Lisa, L-I-S-A, Sasevich, S-A-S-E-V, as in Victor, I-C-H. And this is really when you put your name and your best email address there, what you're going to get right away is really the first part of a three-part series that is our gift to get you started in thinking in a new way. Higher ticket sales, more committed clients, better results. It's been business nirvana, and we've been able to show thousands of people all around the world how to do this. And if this is something you've been thinking about or you'd like to be exposed to this idea, definitely recommend you go now to lisasasevich.com/transitionradio, enter your name and email, and you'll get the first part of the series that you can start enjoying the video and diving into the brand new book today, our gift.
Lisa, thank you so much. Thank you for the clarity. Thank you for all that you've shared today. And we look forward to getting that gift and seeing you again. We'll have to have you back on our show very soon. Thank
you. All
right.
You. Well, thanks for having me. And thank you for the great work that you are doing.
Thank you,
dear. And thank you for making that special gift for our audience. We really appreciate that, Lisa.
And coming up in our next segment, the lovely José Brisbois, who's going to help us learn about style. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. We are so happy to have you with us today. on Made in America Day. Salem Radio is broadcasting from the White House today. And with us in this segment, a lady who actually wasn't made in America.
That's right.
She was made in Canada, but she has made it in America. Her name is Josée Brisebois. She's from Montreal, and she is a personal stylist for women in the spotlight. She's been involved in fashion her whole life and has styled professionals, entrepreneurs, public speakers, and TV personalities, which she was herself. The beautiful Josée specializes in helping women entrepreneurs exude confidence, hone their branded image, and unleash the wow factor, which those of you who are watching on Facebook Live and Twitter can see that she definitely has.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, Josée.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the people that you work with, the clients you serve.
Well, that's funny. You were just talking with Lisa Sasevich, and she helps lots of entrepreneurs make it bigger. That's exactly who I work with. Mainly, that's my specialty. I help women entrepreneurs who are ready to make it to the next level in their business, to experience exponential success. You know, these women, typically they need to portray a high-end successful image because I have a friend who says it so well. Your self-worth is directly related to your net worth.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, those are my typical clients. That being said, I also work with men and, you know, anyone who wants to look really good.
So let me ask you, what's your story? You know, how did you decide to become a stylist for women entrepreneurs and women in the spotlight?
So for me, it starts from when I was, oh my gosh, like 3 feet tall. I was very young. I had a very low self-esteem when I was a young child. Mm. In my family, I have 3 sisters. One of them is a twin. And being a twin, you're always compared constantly. Mm. Oh, this one is more like this. This one's more like that. And my twin sister was very skinny. And therefore, I was nicknamed Chubby in my family.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So needless to say, I did not feel like really good about myself. And I'll always remember we were in the kitchen. It was my mom and one of my older sisters. And my sister said to my mom, "Mom, why don't we send Josée to prison? This way she won't have any choice but to lose weight."
Oh my God, Josée.
But you know how kids can be so cruel.
Yes, they can.
And at that moment, I really internalized it. I was like, oh my gosh, there must be something really wrong with me for her to say this. Mm-hmm. And I was just like very low self-confidence. And what happened is I come from a very small town, about 5,000 people. And, you know, in small towns, people don't necessarily have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. Right. And when we started elementary school, my parents took great pride in dressing up in nice clothes because we were fortunate that they did well for themselves. And so we typically were the only one that were able to wear these kind of clothes. Like, you know, like the polo Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Like. The insignia. And then I would take off my cardigan. I had the silver logo. And all the other kids were like such in awe in front of me and my twin sister. We were kind of like the queen bees. And for me, as a little kid that felt so bad inside, but I was getting all this approval and this,
from the outside, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It not only made me feel better about myself, but it made me realize at a very young age the power that clothes can have.
That's interesting because fashion really supported you, in other words. Yeah, that's what
your
fashion supported that feeling. So that inner feeling, it wasn't feeling quite 100%. You changed that around just by thinking, wow, you know, there's something special about me.
Right. Like I from that moment on, used clothing and fashion to my full advantage. And it really, I think, allowed me to accomplish things in my life that a low self-esteem person could never achieve.
What I think is really fascinating is finding that balance, though, right? Because there are a lot of people who try to put on something that, you know, is really special, but they it doesn't help them make that transformation that it helped you with. How do you find the balance between people being too superficial and worrying about what they wear and also having that beauty? Because right now you exude confidence and inner beauty as well.
No, thank you.
How did you bridge that gap?
So you're asking, like, how do I help people not only care about the outside?
Yes.
Well,
but have it in balance, you know what I mean? So that they're not too obsessed with the clothes,
right?
Thinking that's all that matters.
Well, if you only focus on clothes and you do zero internal work, mm-hmm. then there's going to be a discrepancy there.
Yeah.
And so, but that being said, like, just doing the clothes part is already making them feel better.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you just need this little push to want to, like, take it further.
Confidence, yeah.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. want to, like, maybe work a little more on yourself and realize, oh, my gosh, like, all these years I didn't feel worthy of doing this for myself. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gives them a push that they need to take it yeah. further.
I think that's good. I think also that, you know, I woke up in the morning and not felt very good, and I went, oh, I think I'm going to put something really cool on that makes me feel good, mm-hmm. right? You
right.
know? And I there's a part of me, and I, you know, once a year, this is what I do. You know, if there's things in my closet that don't bring me joy, I bet you teach your clients this, right?
That's right.
What do we do with it? What do we do with it?
You get rid of it. You say, do I love this? Does it fit well on me? Mm-hmm. And does it, yeah, flatter me? And then if the answer is no to any of those questions, you either consign it or you give it away.
Get rid of
you
it.
You do. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What kind of fashion-related issues, because I think that's what Paula was getting at, what kind of fashion-related issues do you typically help women with?
So mainly is they don't know how to dress to portray a successful image that's mm-hmm. on brand mm-hmm. and representing who they are at their fullest potential. Because women entrepreneurs, they are representing their business. And so the way that they show up is so important because, you know, want it or not, we all make a snap judgment in about 3 seconds mm-hmm. and it lasts for five mm-hmm. years.
Wow.
So if you show up looking a little like dowdy, it's not going to do you any good. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it happen, like people notice. And if you put effort into what you're wearing, well, people will unconsciously or even consciously think she will put efforts into me, right?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, too, women make the mistake of wearing something that's too sexy to in yes. a business situation, right? Do you
yeah.
see that?
Yeah, that's a little bit of, in these cases, I have to be a little bit of, do a little bit of education
yeah.
and just kind of like, I have to wear my
though,
diplomat
right?
hat.
Not so easy,
well,
I'm sure.
Yeah. I sat at a networking event with you, and you and I kind of looked at some of the audience and just kind of noticed that there were so many in that particular audience that really needed to change.
Yes.
It wasn't so much that they wore things that were inappropriate. They wore things that didn't match their personality, didn't match their mm-hmm. colors, their hairstyles, their how tall they were. I mean, I was
right.
noticing that, and I know you're an expert at it.
Right.
So.
Or it just didn't look polished and professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mainly is what I see, especially here in California. Mm-hmm. People tend to think, oh, it's the laid back kind of environment
yes.
and it's mm-hmm. okay. Well, not if you're representing your business.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So how do you convince women, you know, how do you convince them that their look needs to change? Because there's so many. I see it. I know Paula sees it.
I know.
You and see it, Jose.
You know what? It's the hardest part of my job. It's like, because I cannot come up to a lady and tell her, you need my help.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of insulting. So I try and lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
And I have clients that they can see that, oh, yeah, I want to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sometimes it's just like I have to trust that this person will realize it at their own time, you know.
And Jose, we have another segment coming up with you, but just in case any of our listeners have to leave, how can they reach you if they realize they do need your help? How can they reach you?
So they can go on my website, which is wecanstyle.com. Okay. And all my information is there. I also have a online course coming up, but maybe we can talk about this later, and that's another website.
Fabulous. Okay, great.
Okay. That sounds great. So, all righty. Well, we've got a lot more to ask Jose about fashion and design and tips that will really change the way you look. So,
and I'm wondering if when we come back, maybe you've got a story or two about somebody that you had to tell that she needed to change her look big time, or he, and how you did it. Maybe you should be the ambassador from Montreal.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. Today we are interviewing Jose Brisbois, and she is a fashion expert. And she's talking to us a little bit about fashion and how this ties into her success as an American, as this is a Made in America Day. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And I would like to tell a little story about Jose, because she actually styled the husband of a friend of mine. And like 2 weeks later, after his look completely changed. And by the way, I saw the before and after pictures.
Did you?
He got a promotion.
I know. And he had been wanting for quite a
bit. Yes.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later, after you dressed him,
two or three weeks, something like that.
He kind of went from sort of cute cowboyish to GQ. It was a true transformation.
Yes. And well, what's funny is his husband keeps saying, like, I have a new man. I have a new man. He's so confident.
Now, that's an interesting point. The confidence.
Yes.
We were talking about that a little bit in the last segment. I do notice when people feel really good about what, and I feel the same thing. I think we all do. When you feel really good about what you're wearing, you stand a little taller, don't you? You feel better.
Oh, yeah. And that's the whole reason. Well, one of the main reasons why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Because remember I was telling about my low self-confidence childhood?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing makes me happier than to see my clients literally bloom in front of my eyes and become so much more confident.
Yes. And I think when you're wearing the right thing, not only that, but your hair looks different, your eyes pop. You know, your skin looks better.
Better, yeah.
It's amazing how the right thing makes such a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen some of the women you've styled as well. And it's funny because there is just a different energy about them. It's like everything's congruent now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Namely, Rebecca. I mean,
oh, she was glowing.
Oh, she's a glowing. She's glowing, glowing, glowing. Yeah,
I know.
Talking about a friend of ours who's
MC.
An MC, at one of our events. She is just completely changed. So, you know, I think this leads into a question I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
What sets you apart? There's a lot of stylists out there. And what sets you apart? What makes you different?
So, I guess one main thing is that I use a feng shui approach. And for those who don't know, feng shui is like a 6,000-year-old Eastern approach that supports people in attracting what they want in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it in fashion, and it just makes so much sense, everything about it. And I use all of its principle to support my clients in attracting more money, more passion, and things like that.
Mm.
The other thing I would say is I see a lot of stylists out there, and, you know, like, each their own, and everyone works for, you know, some people. But I feel like the difference with me is I focus a lot on quality and looking higher end.
Mm.
And that being said, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, because I'm kind of known for being the queen of high-end bargain shopping. And I just love it to find, like, to score things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say, like, I really focus on being looking high end, to where what I see out there is, like, you know, women, some women that are styled look good, but they don't look like high end.
Mm.
They just have a, you know, put together nice style going.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a feeling many of our listeners are going, well, a stylist, I mean, that's so expensive. I could never afford that.
True, it's a luxury service, but there are ways to afford it. For example, I am having an online course where I teach everything that I know that my clients need to know to start, like, really owning their style and looking better and more stylish.
Fabulous.
I teach what their power colors are. I teach them how to identify and clarify their own personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by clients that just that in itself is worth the investment. Because a lot of people are a little lost in terms of that. And I teach how to edit their own closet. And I mean, there's so much that go into it. And it's an online program, so it makes it, like, more affordable.
Yeah. And how do people find out about this, or how can they register?
So they go to unleashyouniquewowfactor.com.
Let's spell that out.
Very slowly.
Unleash, like unleash.
UNLEASH. Right?
Yeah. Your.
YOUR.
Unique.
UNIQUE.
Wow factor.
WOWFACTOR.com.
Yeah. And then all the information is there. And for the people, the listeners, the price right now is listed as full price, but when they click the button to buy the course, they're actually going to get $200 off.
Oh
fabulous. Wow.
No, wait, no. Isn't $300
off. $300
off.
And there's no code or anything they have to put in?
No, I just, like, changed it
for the show.
Oh,
that's great.
Wow.
Great.
Awesome. Oh, that's so fabulous. Yeah. So if all of you hopefully heard that, if you click the button to register for it, you will get an automatic $300 off.
Yes.
Oh, that's so fabulous, Jose. I'm going home to my computer immediately.
I am too. I have a question about color. I'd like to go back to color with you.
Okay.
I had my colors done, my power colors done years ago. And then they had several colors that weren't my power colors. And for many years, I had a hard time even wearing those, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's right or not, because they're, you know, like, red wasn't one of my power colors because of my, apparently my face complexion at the time.
Right.
But I like red. So how do you deal with that with people? Like, you wear red, go on the beach and have fun with it, or you just eliminate red out of your closet, like, which is what I did for years.
Right. Well, for me, I think everyone can wear every color. It depends on the shade of the red, because there's some warm reds, there are some colder reds, and you can go with like a muted red.
Right.
You know, like you can play with that. So if you love red, I would never say that just you cannot wear red.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So I'm back to red. Because I have no idea whether we're warm, cold, or muted, but red sounds good.
You know, Jose, when you spoke, when I heard you speaking, you talked about fabrics. And when you're looking at a fabric, are you looking at just how it feels to the person wearing it, how it's going to wear, how it looks? What's important about fabric?
A lot of things, but mainly is what it's made of.
Uh-huh.
For example, I'm not a fan of polyester, but polyester is found everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So in my course, I teach what to look for exactly, mm-hmm. what to avoid, and, you know, all the details are there.
But, oh, very yeah. good. You would have died the other day. I was actually sitting in the coffee shop and I heard two older women were sitting there talking and one of them said, yep, I have just reached that point. If it's not polyester, I'm not buying it. Because well, it doesn't wrinkle, right? It's easy. It's an easy fabric. That's why people buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's very resistant. As a matter of fact, if you leave polyester like there, 100 years later, it's going to look the exact same way.
That's funny.
I was in a space capsule.
I was shopping last year and I was some old guy was next to me and he says, oh, yeah, that's all I buy is polyester. I said, why? Well, it doesn't wrinkle. And I thought, you know, that's a good idea. I think I'll buy me a polyester shirt. I did. I wore it twice, looked at it and went, what am I doing?
I know.
And had to give it away.
And plus, it doesn't breathe.
It doesn't breathe.
Oh,
it's hot.
Terrible.
It's sticky. It was summertime. Yeah. It was a short sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, even though it was a nice color, it just, yeah, it didn't work. But so let me ask you another question here. Do people, when they work with you, and I know you got the online course coming up, which is amazing,
yeah.
but, you know, do you do one-on-one clients? Do you go to their house? Do you
yes.
go shopping with them? Do you go to the mall?
Clean out their closet.
All of these things.
All and, of those things.
Just going to their closet mm-hmm. will change their life. Like, they don't even have to go shopping for new clothes. Just me coming to their closet, I go through the clothes that work and don't work, and I put outfits for them together that they would not have thought of. And just that like is life changing. I did a client, she had next to nothing and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I did some outfits with what she had
mm-hmm.
and she called me the next 2 days. She's like, oh my gosh, for the first time of my life, I got compliments on what I was wearing.
Oh, wow. How
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it makes such a big difference. And that's why like it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know, that it makes people so happy.
So even though it's made in America, it still has to be matched properly.
Definitely. We don't like matchy-matchy.
And I think the closet thing is huge. You know, you're not the first person I've heard talk about that. In fact, there's a book that you may even know of. My daughter gave it to me because I was guilty. It's something about the zen of...
The life-changing magic of tidying up.
There you go.
I love that book.
Yes. And yes. really, truly, it inspired me to simplify even, mm-hmm. not even just the clothes, but the decor in my home.
Right.
Get rid of... Edit. I love that word you used.
Edit.
Edit your closet.
Edit. Yeah.
Because the energy can't move around as freely when there's too much stuff, right?
Absolutely. And what I find is when, you know, sometimes I go to their house and I do not want to force anyone to get rid of anything or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very understanding of that. And when I go to their closet and I suggest to get rid of it, they're not ready. I know that a month or two later, they're going to tell me, well, I'm ready, because they realize
yes.
how the rest has made such a big change.
Yes. And Jose, if someone wants to work with you one-on-one, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at wecanstyle.com,
okay.
WECANSTYLE.com. And if you go on my website
mm-hmm.
At wecanstyle.com, you can go and do a free assessment and find out what your personal style is.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's free
right.
and it's really fun.
It was so fun having you with us today.
I had a blast.
That was fun, Jessica.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
so much. We look forward to seeing you again in the future, too.
Me too.
We'll be sure we're wearing the right thing.
Okay.
And coming up next, we've got Smart Money with our sponsor, Steve Sexton. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. Today is our theme, Made in America. And today, we're going to be talking with our sponsor, Steve Sexton from the Sexton Advisory Group. And Steve's going to talk to us a little bit about what do you do with your money after you make it in America. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Ken. I appreciate that very much.
So, Steve, we all think about preparing for retirement, don't we? I mean, and actually, I read a statistic that the two biggest things that baby boomers worry about are their health declining and running out of money. So
that is...
What's the circumstance? Is that a real fear?
Yes, it actually is. The retirement has actually changed from your parents' retirement, my parents' retirement, to what we're dealing with now. And what I mean by that is, you know what, my dad and probably Ken's dad, your dad, you know what, they worked for a company for a long period of time, and typically that company gave them a pension. And then they got Social Security in retirement. And then they had their 401ks or their 403bs. And that covered most of their expenses, their travel in retirement.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? They had the government, their corporation, and themselves preparing for retirement. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But with generations, they kind of changed. Because only about 8% of employers or private sector employers have a pension. And only about 15% of employers actually contribute about 6% or more to people's 401ks. And in fact, 50% of employers don't even have a 401k program. And when I was talking about the three-legged stool that our folks, you know, were able to prepare and live by when they retired, we really don't have that because, you know what, when you look at that employer portion of the stool, it's more of a stump because there's no real pensions. A lot of companies don't even contribute anymore, so people are left to their own devices when they add to their 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at Social Security, the demographics are so baked in because when they originally started Social Security, most people only lived about 2 years. And there's lots of people paying for every person on Social Security. And just here in 2009, there's only about 3 people paying for Social Security for every one person who's on it. And just in a few short years, it'll be 2. And without changes to taxes for Social Security, the increasing of age or reducing of benefits, Social Security is going to have some big problems. So, you know, people like me, 40s and 50s, maybe even early 60s, might not be able to rely on Social Security. So, you know what, when it comes down to it, that three-legged stool that I talked about is almost like a one-legged bar stool. And that one-legged stool is more of somebody's personal savings, because they might not be able to rely on the corporation or, you know, the government for their retirement. So it's important to realize that, number one, and to start looking at how do you go about saving to do those things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense, and I think there's a lot of folks out there, Steve, that are a little skeptical. They really believe Social Security is going to be there or that some magical thing's going to happen for them in retirement. Do you meet the magical people time and time again? And how do you overcome that with them?
Well, you can overcome it with fact. So if they go to Social Security, the website, and pull up their individual statement, there's a portion on there that's actually going to say if nothing is done by 2030, or it might be 2029 now, Social Security will only be able to meet 75% of its obligation, and therefore has a mandatory 25% reduction in Social Security. So unless there's changes that occur in the short future, we're likely to see that. Could you imagine everybody receiving Social Security get a 25% cut in pay?
Wow. And, you know, that's only 13 years away. So that's not a long way. Mm-hmm. So something needs to be done
now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You have somebody who, I just talked to somebody yesterday, they're 63 years old. And he's going, you know what? When I'm 76, I can't go back to work. And, you know, this is the biggest thing that scared him. 25% of my Social Security, you know, between him and his wife, they get $50,000 a year. So 25% of that, that's like $12,000 or $13,000 a year that they're going to lose in income if nothing's done. And it's tough for politicians to swallow that sword or fall on that sword because they're probably not going to get reelected. Mm-hmm. I have to tell people, hey, you're going to have to pay more taxes on Social Security, or you can't take your Social Security until you're 64 or 65. Or, you know what, we're going to have to reduce your benefits. That's a tough thing for any citizen to swallow. But
absolutely,
at the end of the day, unless people look at it realistically, it might not be there for them.
Well, it seems like we should be voting for the politicians that are willing to do something about making changes for Social Security now. So anything outside of that, I think we need to revisit. But let's say that we don't have a lot of control other than our vote and our, of course, we can lobby a congressman for changes. What else can we do to assure, because I think this is what you do, to assure retirement's there for us?
Well, you know what, now that you look at this and you say, okay, I have a couple risks here. One's taxes. And the perfect answer to that question is, who thinks taxes are going to go down? Anybody?
No, of course not.
Exactly. Nobody's hands are up in
so
the
we
studio.
We really have to have a good understanding of what's going on with taxes. And then when we're looking at savings, we want to determine whether it makes sense to save tax-deferred or look at going into the tax-free side of savings. Because if you save tax-deferred, basically you're kicking down the can down the road on taxes. So, for example, if you're putting in $7,500 a year into your 401k and you're in a 33% tax bracket, you're deferring $2,500 a year. When you do that over a 30-year period, okay, that's $75,000.
Steve, we're having a little hard time hearing you.
Typically taking out more money than $7,500. It's usually $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000. But if you're in that tax bracket of a third and you're now taking out, say, $75,000, hey, geez, you're going to pay $25,000 a year. And over 15 years, it's $375,000. So some people are looking at it saying, hey, look, you know what? If I were to pay the $75,000 now in taxes, I wouldn't have to pay $375,000 later. So purposely making a decision of whether to save tax deferred or tax free is going to have some significant importance in the future, and people need to take a look at that, because that could make a big difference.
It sounds like it can be very complicated. And do you, I'm listening to this going, wow, tax-free, tax-deferred, what should I do here? Do you have specialists that help people with that? Or, how do you handle that?
Yeah, our team, we have a number of specialists that help people, that can help people profile whether the savings tax-deferred or taking a tax-free model is in their best interest. The nice thing about it is they can see how it affects them from day one to when they retire.
Anything else we can do? I'm getting up in age, and the retirement's right in my face. What else can we do to assure a successful retirement?
Well, there's other things. Taking a look at risk. If you go back to the 1990s, it was a wonderful year to be in the stock market. In fact, Morningstar did reports where they had people actually throw darts at a wall.
Steve, I got it. Steve.
Those and they made money.
Steve, I got to pause you for a second. We're having somehow the recording is going in and out, so you might want to, like, I'm not sure what's going on, but
okay, I'll keep my mouth on the the microphone.
Okay, good.
That's good. Whatever you're doing right now.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
So, what I was getting at is, you know what? In the 90s, the market, pretty much you can do anything and make money in the 90s. The problem is the 90s ended with the crash of 2000. And since then, we've seen the market go up. We've seen the market go down. We've seen it go up, go down. People are concerned that it's about to go down again. So we have a different environment than we had previously when we saved. Traditionally, the stock market was the best place to find growth, especially if you're in a 401k or any type of savings vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. The reality is the market's changed. So we need to really take a look at things like indexing. How do we properly index where, hey, you know what? We don't lose when the index goes down. We just get a zero. And when the index goes up, we don't get all the up, but we get a good rate of return. And there's a number of different indexes people can look at that would enable them to grow and deal with the erosion of their assets due to market volatility.
That makes a lot of sense. So, okay, so we can look at those things. And how do people get in touch with you, Steve?
That's real simple. They can either go to our website at sextonadvisorygroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N, advisorygroup.com. Or call 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611.
And Steve, I would highly recommend to all our listeners that they do give you a call because, as Ken pointed out, this is a complex issue. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to just go into fear when we hear this kind of thing. The government's running out of money. Social Security may not be able to be what it has been. But you've done a great job today of helping us understand that there are other things we can do. So we don't have to just get scared. We just have to get busy doing some other things.
You're right. The key is just to get educated and understand where you stand so you can make decisions moving forward so you can live the life that you want.
Yes, yes. And thanks to you, I think that's very doable. We love having you with us every week, Steve, for our Smart Money segment, and we thank you so much for this great education of something really important that you brought to us today on Made in America Day.
Thank you so much, Steve. And we will be back next week, but if you want to hear us tonight, you can listen to us at 7 p.m. on AM 1170. You may be listening to us right now. You can also listen to us on 14 different podcast sites, including some of the top ones, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and you can go to transitionradioshow.com. There you can download all of our podcasts that we've done. We've got some amazing shows there. We hope you'll join us and continue listening. Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you next week. Good evening.